Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's Paul Gallant. Join the conversation by dialing or texting 713-780-3776.
1-0. This one hit well in the air out toward right center field. Kepler's on the move. He looks up, and that is out of here. Another home run for Jose Abreu. His third of the series. A two-run blast out to right center field. And in the fourth, the Astros lead the Twins 3-1.
You heard that call right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 yesterday. Seven straight ALCS appearances for your Houston Astros. A round of applause, everybody. Unless you're driving your car, don't take your hands off the wheel. Honk your car horn. Honk with that person right in front of you. You know, tailgate a little bit. I'm kidding. Don't do any of those
That's
things.
So much worse than just clapping.
Yeah, you'll get shot. You'll or get run off the road like I was almost that one time in the Galleria. But hey, it's as close to a dynasty as it gets. I'm a little uncomfortable putting the D word out there because I feel like you need a third title. I say that as someone who followed the New England Patriots. When they had their first dynasty, they won 3-4. When they had their second dynasty, they won 3-5. Now, the amount of years that it's done over, where they have made it to seven straight ALCS, I get that that kind of impacts it a little bit, but I think the thing you do have to remember in baseball, it's been a really long time since we've seen a team repeat. Obviously, it's been the same thing in football, too. But I think you got to have that third one to give that dynasty a capital D, you know, to put that D in there.
Yeah, to really big just D. Slam it on the table.
Oh, just plop it right down.
I tend to agree.
That veiny D. What?
I tend to agree that,
girthy.
That you need the third. You need the third.
Third D?
To get the D. To get the big D. The real big D.
We're really mature. We're journalists here. And we're just talking about that big dynasty D.
The one that...
It's big.
In Minute Maid Park.
Firm big D to put everyone, at the front of the dynasty.
Every once in a while, they take down the roof so you can see the big D.
Yeah.
Right there, Minute Maid Park.
Unzip that roof.
Yeah.
Just air it out for all the world to see.
You do need to win three, and there is a little bit of the kind of, like, you need the same core, too. And I think this team has pretty much the same principle. You know, the three big guys from the first one are still kind of here mm-hmm. with Bregman, Altuve, Verlander.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, yeah, that's it. That's all of them. That's all of them that are still here. Shout to Lance McCullers.
We'll get to Lance McCullers in a moment because he actually got a shout out from some of the players last night. But I think it's great to start with Verlander, Sean. And Verlander gave that awesome speech. Let's play it again in case you missed it. This was right after the Fox broadcast, I guess, cut away from the postgame show inside the Astros clubhouse as they were about to pop some bottles.
Who gonna do the celebration? Who wanna do the celebration?
Me?
Yeah! No. I'm doing the World Series. You do this.
All right.
Come on, Lee.
All right, boys, this is one of those seasons, you know, nothing went our way early. We battled through injuries.
Yeah.
We grinded. I wasn't even here. I'm happy to be back.
Yeah.
The seventh time. All right? Care. Don't take that for granted. On seven. Everybody pop these motherfuckers.
1, 2, 3, go!
It's awesome that they counted to seven, and it's great that Verlander's back for this. It would have felt a little weird, and they needed him to get back to this spot. He's going to be starting game one on Sunday for the Astros, too, as announced by Dusty Baker before yesterday's game. Dusty Baker, interestingly enough, said, we want to win here. I'm not going to announce the game five starter yet. We want to win this one here, but Verlander would start Sunday in game one of the ALCS. Also awesome that along the way there, did you hear Dusty say that, no, I'm going to wait until the World Series to give my speech. F yeah. That is the confidence that you want out of a right now lowercase d dynasty.
Yeah, uppercase on Dusty, lowercase on the dynasty.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I do love that. That is like one, I feel like because of Fox Sports' decision to go live to a post-game press conference or a post-game locker room celebration speech, which went about as what you thought that, mm-hmm. that it would. I feel like Verlander's speech is getting a lot of it, but I do appreciate Dusty, the little moment where they go, who's going to give the speech? Who's going to give the speech? I imagine he's pointing to Bregman. He's pointing to Altuve. He's pointing to Maldonado. He's pointing to Justin Verlander. Mm-hmm. And yeah, he says that he's doing the World Series one.
Dusty Baker makes me happy. What can I say? And it's great to have Verlander back.
But you can see why, like, everyone talks about how much players love playing for Dusty Baker and how every announcer goes, if you're a player, you love playing for managers.
You're a human
like Dusty
being,
Baker.
You love him. Right. If you're someone who just watches the games and doesn't pay attention to the lineup before the game, you're going to love Dusty Baker.
Yeah.
Just don't pay attention to the lineup. There's nothing that's going to be good before a game focusing on that. I think Jeremy Branham is the best Twitter follow at our station. Seriously. I think that Jeremy does a great job on Twitter. But Jeremy with the lineup stuff every single day, I gotta say, like, I feel like it's wasted energy, man.
He does do it every... He does do it when they're, like, the perfect lineup. So he keeps that same energy.
It's a good bit.
Yes.
It's a good bit, but it's just wasted energy. It really is. Just enjoy the man and enjoy the lowercase dynasty. And here are some Astros players talking about what has allowed for this to continue in an article written by our friend Chandler Rome. Said Verlander, quote, "There's been a culture established here that hasn't faded away. It's still very present, and that's a testament to the guys that were here before and the guys that remain here and the guys that are leaders of this ball club." One of those guys you saw in the other dugout for the Minnesota Twins. There is a part of me, and you guys know that I like Carlos Correa a lot. I suppose it is a mixed bag for whatever reason, because he chased the bag to go to Minnesota. But it bummed me out to see Carlos Correa from just a Carlos Correa perspective, not an Astros perspective. I'm very thankful he did not face Ryan, who gave us a Stresley inning, Ryan Presley there. I'm very happy about that. But to see him in the on-deck circle watching as this team continues to do what it does, bummed me out just a little bit 30 minutes later when I saw the replay of it. But anyway, back to Verlander. They don't allow slacking off, but they do it in a respectful manner. They expect the best of everyone because they're giving their best every single day. What a great way to lead by example. Continued Verlander. I think our culture is something not tangible. Funny that one of the most analytic forward teams in baseball, something that makes this team so special, is something that's not measurable. And that has been the case for a really long time. I'm not going to act like I know the ins and outs of every single baseball clubhouse, but I think it's pretty fair to generalize that in a sport that has as many international players as it does, that a lot of these clubhouses are by nature a little bit segregated. And that is not the case here. And you'll notice, too, like the Astros have a lot of players who, at the very least at press conferences, need a translator. Doesn't mean that they don't have a grasp of English. I'm sure they have some. And the interesting thing is that some of the American players on the Astros, it feels like they're making the effort to learn Spanish. Alex Bregman in particular. And there is a unity in this clubhouse that, in spite of the many international differences in it, it really does feel like they all get along with each other. And that does go somewhere. It does. It's a stupid intangible. Sure, it's cliches. It's Hallmark BS. But this team has always been close. And when you got a guy that's running the show that everybody likes, I mean, it helps out. And I know a lot of you, and God, I'm sorry to keep going back to defending Dusty, but any manager who comes in here, like, it's such a great situation that you just need to have somebody that's not going to be a hardo or a hard ass. Dusty's perfect for a clubhouse that essentially self-polices. Said Dusty about the Astros and this run they're on. There are times when you just have to rely on faith and rely on a guy's background. I was taught that water seeks its own level. That's why you see the faith with, say, last year, Yuli Gurriel. There are a lot of you that did not want Yuli Gurriel to play down the stretch. A lot of you guys wanted to see Trey Mancini play. Dusty stuck with Yuli, who had his worst year after one of his after his actual best year, Gold Glove and the batting title. Yuli did not play well. Dusty stuck with them. Dusty stuck with Jose Abreu. And you could say, you know, it's unconventional, it's dumb. But, you know, as Jeff Bagwell said, eventually the back of the baseball card ended up right. Sorry, Jeff. That was a great move. It was a move that I thought would be great in the moment. Obviously, it took a couple of months to get there. More quotes to the Ryan Presley one that we mentioned a little bit ago. Top to bottom, going from Breggy to Jose to Lance McCullers to Justin Verlander, it's just the mentality that they have. I don't think a lot of people quite understand that until you're in the clubhouse and you see it. The camaraderie, echoing what Verlander says, Ryan Presley, that we have in there, picking each other up day in and day out, is something that we strive for. Hell, we even got Dana Brown. I wonder how Dana Brown feels, because I imagine Dana Brown, he's new general manager, and you know how I've framed him. He does come off as a politician a lot, specifically when he's talking about potential moves. Does feel like he is promising without actually delivering. But there have been moments this year where it's pretty clear that Dana Brown and Dusty Baker disagree on things. Does that mean that Dana's going to be out of a job or Dusty's going to be out of a job? I suppose we will wait and see. But what Dana said is the stuff that you hear from Dusty here. Quote, there's nothing better than experience. We have experienced guys in the postseason. Yeah, Dusty Baker knows that. These guys have been here, have been here before, have the heartbeat for this, and at the end of the day, they got the job done. Everyone's in lockstep right now. It's funny what a couple of playoff games will do after you have an absolutely terrible month of September to wrap up the year and barely end up winning the division. But here we are, and I mean, how do you not feel extremely confident in the Houston Astros going forward in a playoff round where the Atlanta Braves are down 2-1 on the road in Philadelphia tonight? The Dodgers were swept. The Orioles were swept. In a series, in a season like that, here the Astros are, yet again, doing the exact same thing that they've been doing for nearly a decade. It's incredible. I love covering this team. You should love watching this team. Don't take any moment for granted. Truly. Oh, man, I'm choking on coffee.
Yeah, you're getting so choked up reading this
It sounds like I'm choked up. I'm literally choking on coffee.
Yeah, they just made the ALCS, Paul. Save some for later.
I'm going to have to get some water and rinse out the coffee grounds. Did you ever drink a sip of coffee and it's just all coffee grounds? Like, I essentially just drank coffee mud.
So you just had just raw coffee? Just pure?
Yeah, it wasn't great. It wasn't great. Anyway, guys, Paul Gallant Show, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We're celebrating all morning long. Phone lines not working, but you can text in. You can join us on Twitch. Stick around.
ESPN 97.5.com. You need to learn.
Let the boy watch. He needs to learn the way I learned from my father.
Back to the Veritex Community Bank Studios and your favorite 10 to noon sports talk host, Paul Gallant. Give him hell, Paulie.
Lewis at first. Two out. Two balls, two strikes. Lewis runs. The pitch is inside. The throw down to second is not in time. And a stolen base for Lewis. No, it was called strike three. A very tardy call there at the plate. Wow. And the inning is over.
Yeah, how about Martin Maldonado getting up and stealing that pitch? And it distracts a little bit of the umpire, and he gets the call as Jose Urquidy's pumped up.
Maldy. Maldy. Maldy, Maldy, love that guy. Dusty, 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 love that guy. I love everyone. Heart hands. Twitch.tv/ESPN975 if you want to see this show in action. It is the most interactive sports talk show in Houston. We did have a couple of comments. One of my friends, Kenny, loves to call Dusty Baker, Pawpaw. I love it. I don't know if he's the person who originated that. I'm sure that perhaps there are other people that are doing it because a texter texted in. Fans are not fans of Pawpaw. However, former and current baseball player Sean Mapes adore Dusty, like Zach Greinke. And twins! I bet the Twins like Dusty Baker.
At least a couple of them, because yeah. they're former Astros.
Yeah.
Sure, Carlos likes them. Christian Vasquez probably
oh, definitely. Like them. Yeah. Definitely. Although Vasquez probably was yeah. like, well, I wish I played a little more.
That's why I waffled on Vasquez.
Yeah, like, yeah. Vasquez is probably like, hey, man, like I'm better than Maldonado. Another text. It was truly interesting and eye-opening to see that Maldonado basically got to pick who did the speech, Verlander, when it was Dusty who was picking. Just goes to show you how loyal Dusty is to Maldy and how big of a voice he is to him. Another texter asked if I think Maldy will be the bench coach next year if he retires. I've said this before, yeah. And also, I think it's just a natural move. If Dusty Baker retires or is made to retire, I think you got to keep Maldy around in some way, shape, or form. And I do think that the general manager, Dana Brown, and perhaps some in the front office who supposedly are annoyed with Yiner Diaz not playing more, I think that there would be some sort of a compromise reached because the Astros clubhouse wants to have this guy around. And why not? Look, hate all you want. There is something going on that we all don't quite understand. And if enough people say it, you got to listen to them. If they're closer to the situation, just because you're removed and you can see the numbers, it doesn't mean that you're right. Here I am. This is all I do. Is I just defend Dusty and I defend Martin Maldonado. They're not even paying me. What if they were? I mean, I would be great. I'd be a fantastic hype man for those
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, the show would barely change, too.
hey.
You just have a little more walking around money.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, you get a nicer version of this Astros jersey that I found on eBay for $40.
Yeah, yeah. You won't have to get the Chinese version that you have.
This isn't the Chinese version. I know. Used version. This is a really old jersey. I'm pretty sure this jersey is probably 30 years old.
Oh, this is the one that's like polyester or whatever. Oh, like, yeah, it's like actually hot.
Yeah, it's not comfortable at all. How do they play in these back in the day?
In day games too. Like they played a lot more day games.
Oh my god, imagine going to the Rangers former ballpark. Like that place was an oven. I can't believe they thought, like, you know what? Let's do this outside. And let's also make the stadium so that there's no chance of circulation of air. Let's just have like the stadium just rise straight up with absolutely zero space for a breeze or anything like that.
No shadows or anything.
Yeah.
At least say what you want about Minnesota. At least they built their stadium with some shadows in mind.
Mm-hmm. That's all they thought about. Paul Galancho, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. A text. Oh, someone's apologizing. Is it time for us all to apologize? Dear Astros from the 713. I have to apologize for being so harsh these past couple of months. But somebody had to strike a flame within you that will burn so deep that you would go to the ALDS and win and go back to another World Series championship. Truly yours, Mr. Vegas. I do like the spin zone from the doubters. We were just motivating them.
When I said that this team cannot and will not win the World Series, I was just motivating.
That's why I said probably not.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Bold.
Listen, it was maybe uncomfortable for you to sit directly on the fence, but now you're lucky you did, or you're thankful you did.
When you got a big old butt, Sean, it's fine. Yeah, you know? the cushion absorbs the pushing.
What of the fence?
Yeah, the fence is pushing up because of the gravity. Because I'm sitting on top of it. Now you understand. Some more text, 713-780-3776. You can also join at Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN975. A texter says, winning brings any team together. For a time. But egos exist. And when there's so much turnover, that is a factor. Because the Astros haven't really brought anyone in who's a pain in the ass either. Like, who would be the closest version to that? I guess Jake Odorizzi, maybe?
Mike Fiers?
Yeah?
That was more after,
but Fiers,
after
it was after the fact.
Yeah.
Right, like, a lot of any issues that maybe players had while here, like, I guess it happens afterwards, but off the top of my head, I can't think of some, like, bad apple that everyone just hate it. Now, maybe they did a good job of keeping it all in-house.
That's probably part of it.
Yeah. But you'd think there'd be at least one guy where they're like, that guy sucks.
Yeah, because you look, I mean, there's a reason that Pat Riley has the disease more thing. Like that, and it's true a lot of times, is that once you start winning, everyone wants a little bit more. Yeah. And that kind of causes, you're no longer the same kind of united team with people happy playing their roles that they do. And it leads to the kind of disruption and eventually the run of play ending. And this one, like you said, hasn't ended yet. And I think some of that does have to do with the, like, circulation of these guys, of just you're kind of keeping the train moving, so to speak, where it's like, instead of, and I'm not saying he would have a problem if he was still on this team or anything. I'm just saying that this is where the problems kind of pop up. It was like if George Springer was still on the team, mm-hmm. and now Chaz McCormick is taking his playing time or something. Or instead, you just have Chaz McCormick's there, and he's kind of looking up, and you have a hierarchy of, well, you know, he knows the leaders in this clubhouse are Bregman, Altuve, Maldonado, frankly. And so that kind of – it leads to a more established hierarchy, as opposed to if, you know, Correa and Springer and Yuli were all still here, then maybe one of those guys would be like, no, I should be the leader. There's like natural things like that happen. But because this team has developed so much young talent, I feel like those guys come in and Peña's like, nope, kind of, Altuve's kind of the guy. You know, the two guys that stand next to me in the field are the guys.
Yeah, and you know, maybe this could be an issue with Kyle Tucker, but that doesn't seem like it's in his personality. Yeah. As we get closer and closer to when the Astros are officially going to have to pay him, Bregman, at least right now, doesn't seem to be verbally frustrated with openly frustrated with his impending contract situation. I think Altuve will eventually get that extension, because if they let him walk, my God, I think this city will. Well, I'll check that. Minute Maid Park on Saturday and Sunday makes me wonder. But a couple of texts in as far as maybe guys in the clubhouse that weren't liked. Some people have texted in Osuna. That's a fair one. I do wonder, though, because they all seem to say the same thing about Osuna, in that, like, well, I don't know what happened when he first came in. Now, maybe after a couple of years, it's different. Another person I would point to as possibly being, like, not quite a fit is Gerrit Cole, but the team still compliments Gerrit Cole after the fact, even with the hat thing. And look, part of my annoyance with Gerrit Cole is the fact that he went to the Yankees, but as time has gone on, I have thought about it more and more, and I wasn't here in the moment, so I had different emotions watching it from afar in Seattle during that World Series when they didn't put Cole back in. I think I was a little bit jaded that, like, I wasn't covering Houston sports anymore and that the Astros were in the World Series. And I was like, oh man, I'm missing out on this. But Gerrit Cole not being put back in game 7 against the Nationals, like, you kind of get why he would be pissed off at AJ Hinch after the fact. And why,
especially
the,
like,
hat came on,
like, 5 minutes after the fact. Too.
Right, exactly. Like,
the game just ended. But I think with those guys too, though, it's not like, it's not the same thing that we're talking about, where it's like the clubhouse was never, like, divided. You know, like, even Osuna, I feel like Osuna, people didn't like it, but I think it was a lot of, frankly, it was just the outside people didn't like it. Fans didn't like it.
Exactly.
People that covered the team didn't like it.
Yeah.
It wasn't.
It was annoying. In retrospect, it looks awful. But the further away I get from it, and I'm sorry to focus on this after the Astros just advanced to their 7th straight ALCS, but I think the further you get away from it and the more emotion you remove from it, the immediacy that you had of being annoyed, like, what the hell is this? Boris hat? You can sort of understand Cole's perspective. And you can understand why Astros players still seem to like Gerrit Cole.
Yeah.
At least hourly. Obviously, they're doing a pretty damn good job of keeping things close to the vest and such. But, yeah.
That could be a two. Altuve is a very private guy. So true. If he didn't like someone, I'm not sure how we would know that.
That's true. Man, we were talking about this on the Twitter spaces that the ESPN 97.5 gang did last night. Can you imagine what would happen if Jose Altuve hits a walk-off home run against Aroldis Chapman at some point in this coming series? Speaking about Altuve being private.
Very private.
Honestly, I think Altuve should just strip down, like, just take the jersey off. No, not because I lean a certain way. That's not sexual. I'm just saying it would be really funny to rub it in the face of John Boy. It's like, there's no buzzer. Like, just rip the shirt off and just point at the shoulder and walk around the bases. Like, the slowest, don't even jog, walk.
Swinging around his head.
Like a helicopter. North Carolina on a razor. This one's for you. Uh-oh. This one's for who? Us. Who am I? Pity Paul, mother. I can't say that. Paul Gallant Show, ESPN 97.5, a 92.5. Confidence level 1 to 10. Where are you at going into this series against the Texas Rangers? It's the Paul Gallant Show, the most interactive sports talk show in Houston. Stick around.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, home of Old Greg.
I know what you're thinking. Here comes Old Greg. He's a scaly manfish. I'm Old Greg.
Back to the Veritex Community Bank Studios and your favorite 10 to noon sports talk host, Paul.
Why do the losers feel all alone?
Give them hell.
Who says it's only a game? When you want it, you give it.
All you've got, the one shot over to the final shot.
It's pride and glory in vain.
Hell yeah.
Who says it's only a game?
Who says it?
Why do you think they call them spice?
I don't know.
Why do you think they call them spice?
Still don't know.
Why do they give?
A lot of strikeouts. 14 strikeouts. With me now, Astros baseball. Who says it's only a game? That's the best Astros song, right? There's some good ones though. We haven't played this one. This is the old school one, Sean. And text him in confidence level 1 to 10. 713-780-3776 or on Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN975. Confidence level 1 to 10 going into this series against the Texas Rangers. I believe this is a song that they played at the Astrodome. I could be wrong. It's an old, ancient shanty that the Astros played whenever they did something of note.
Go!
Here
come the Astros, number one every time.
Rick, yeah, right.
Go, go Astros.
Huzzah.
Go,
I do like this jingle.
Go, go Astros.
It feels a little more
off.
Awesome.
Houston, baseball's come alive. From pitching to the outfield, it's flashing orange and white.
Orange and white.
Stealing round the bases.
I love. What is that, a banjo in the background?
There you
go. It's a good song.
Okay, they're just repeating lyrics.
They are. But hey, the first two verses are good.
They had 1 minute of song. They made it 2.5.
Well, they're going to fade it out after.
I'm fading it out right now.
Well, Sean.
As we speak.
If you're at the game, like they play it for a little bit and they
get back
to the action.
Yeah.
Right. Like they don't expect to play the whole thing.
It's like the Coors Light instrumental. It was actually the karaoke version of the Bud Light and those Twins commercial instrumental that we played earlier. That one is also 2 minutes, even though the Coors Light commercial is always 30 seconds long. There's an extra song and a half.
Well, there's a real song.
Oh, it is?
There's actually a real song.
I honestly thought they just made it for the beer commercial.
I did too, Sean. No, they hijacked the song. There's an original one that has nothing to do with football, and then there's one that is specifically for football. We do have a couple of comments. 713-780-3776 or twitch.tv/ESPN975. RSAM12 says Clay Walker needs to sing that one. Is Clay Walker going to sing the national anthem? Here's a question. Can we get Beyonce back? Can we get a Beyonce appearance? Like, are the Astros cool enough for Beyonce?
I think it has to be the World Series.
I gotta say, not a great look, because I feel like Beyonce hasn't been around for any of the Astros World Series. Am I wrong here?
No. No. She doesn't go to a lot of games, actually.
Beyonce?
Even like when the Rockets were good. I don't feel like it was a lot of Beyonce at Rockets games.
There is a picture. when is this article from? Beyonce rocks Astros jersey with Jay-Z and Solange.
Solange.
While at the famous Dookie Chase restaurant in New Orleans. How about that? Oh, she does look pretty hot in this Astros jersey. Holy smokes.
She wears a lot of Houston stuff, but I feel like nailing her down to get to a, 6:30 o'clock first pitch would be...
We gotta get her in there. HRW says, don't forget Paul Wall and Bun B's songs. That's true. Paul Wall singing the national anthem? Bun B singing the national anthem? Holograph. Is it hologram? Hologram Fat Pat? Huh? Hologram DJ Screw? Chopped and Screwed national anthem?
That would be great.
That actually would be sick.
Hold on. Let me look it up. That probably exists.
Are we allowed to play it? I feel like...
Why wouldn't we?
We'll get canceled by Big America.
Classic
Big America. You can't chop and screw the national anthem. But I am curious as to what kind of stops the Astros are willing to pull out for Game 1 on Sunday. I feel like the Rangers are going to use W. Don't you? They're going to bring W out of retirement as the owner of the Texas Rangers and have him throw a first pitch. I'm not going to lie. If W throws a first pitch in one of those games, I think the Astros are going to lose by default. Like, because George W. Bush throwing a first pitch is like about as electric as it gets.
Yeah. What if it's if I was George Bush, I'd never throw another first pitch.
Because
the one that you did, like, you cannot do better than that.
Honestly, though, I feel like George W. Bush seems like the kind of guy who would still have it at this age.
He definitely has thrown a baseball in the last...
Well, he's an athletic guy. I mean, have you seen, like, there are videos of him, and I've watched a bunch of 9/11 documentaries, and it was showing, like, him, like, just going on a run. Like, dude was pretty in shape back when he was, running the whole damn thing. Shout out to him, the last athlete president that we've had.
Obama. Famously played basketball while president.
I don't know.
Whoa.
I bet I could.
You mean last real president.
Fair enough.
That's what you mean.
Fair enough. You know what, guys? It's time for another song. Because we are a show that is a patron of the arts. We're very curious as to who sings the national anthem for the Astros.
Is this the Stars and the Star Spangled Banner Chopped and Screwed song? Is that what we're thinking about playing?
No. I don't want to get canceled, by Big America. I don't want to end up on Tucker Carlson's Twitter show, okay? I already ended up on Fox News once.
I feel like it would be less of a big deal if you're on the X
Honestly,
show.
I think I would get more internet hate directed my way if people, like, see how to spell my name. Because I'm sure there's a lot of people that, like, went after random Paul Gallants with one L. Because a lot of people think that it's a one L last name. Anyway, you know what? I think it's time for another song. I love Jordan Alvarez dongs, John Singleton's bongs, Christian Javier's spin, and twins. I love Marcy Maldonado's brain. Hector Neer is seeming like he's on cocaine. He's not. Dodgers fan pain. And those twins. And I love you too.
No.
And I love the Astros too. 7 straight ALCS, baby. 7 straight. HRW_S1W says, you went there, Paul? Did I? I don't know. Who knows? We're having fun today. We are having fun. We're going to wrap things up next, and we're just going to make fun of the Los Angeles Dodgers as the cherry on top of a wonderful day for your Houston Astros, who took down the Minnesota Twins in four games with a 3-2 victory last night. First, let me tell you about my friends at TGS Insurance. You already know home insurance rates have gone nutso this year. Like Hector Neris after a strikeout, people are seeing 30, 40, 50, or even higher percent increases. It's crazy. So what do you do? Because you're missing out. There's money you could be putting back in your wallet right now, and you just have to do one thing. No, don't put it on the back burner. Just do it right now. Text the word money, M-O-N-E-Y, to 232-3233. You're going to text the TGS Insurance Agency. They're going to ask you for your address. You give them the address, and they're going to give you a proposal with excellent coverage in 15 seconds. People are signing up for TGS Insurance everywhere. Woodlands, Katy, Cypress, all the way up to Beaumont. Their customers save big. I suppose that's not up. Whatever. I'm geographically challenged. I'm also phonetically challenged because I said geographically. 35,000 of your neighbors in the area trust TGS. It's the gold standard with simple, fast, and easy big savings. Get them right now. Text the word money to 232-3323.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Insert random audio clip now.
And I got garlic and onions and peppers in my fingernails and in my eyes, and my skin was dry and oily at the same time. I had calluses on my fingers from the knives, and it was everything.
They say if you ain't got no haters, then you ain't got nothing popping. But in one phase, it's has never been an option. The haters make it clutch, city never stopping.
Welcome back to the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here is your ambiguously gay host, Paul Gallant.
I remember way back.
Back before they tried to disrespect Mattress Mack.
How dare
they hated on us hard, should have never done that. But we showed up and showed out and showed love back. So how you love that?
Had what a great song.
One at home. Javi in the squad, no hit him in the zone.
How's he going to follow this up when they win this World Series? Oh, wait, they got to get there first. My bad. They officially made the playoffs yesterday with a 3-2 win over the Minnesota Twins. They take the series in four games. In the last segment, we played some music, and I sang some music. A texter, stop being gay, Paul. Excuse you, I'm gay for the Astros. Lighthearted and carefree. That's the definition of the word. What? What, Sean? It's totally fine to say that. And a lot of people already make a lot of assumptions about what I am and what I do. I've had one person that is like literally blowing up my DMs. I think he just like discovered me by listening to me. He's like, he just cannot stop. You're handsome. Hi. Hey, listen. I'm never gonna tell you what's going on that front. I'll just say I'm gay for the Astros. Okay.
We're not gonna get an update on that story.
I'm not.
You should at least thank them.
There's nothing wrong with this, but I'm not gay for that guy. I am gay for the Astros. Okay. Because they make me lighthearted and carefree. Another texter. Damn it, Paul! You're never making it to the Drive Time show now. Yeah. We've already accepted that. We've moved on. 10 to noon. That's where we're at. Another text. People on the other side of the cubicle had some funny looks after Paul's, quote, song, end quote, Brandon. Well, I guess those people suck. You still listening, people on the other side of the cubicle? Did I get Brandon in trouble at work? Does Brandon not have the money to afford headphones? Great questions that we all need to answer. Another text. Hey, Paul Gallant, you should stop singing on your show. Your voice is obnoxious and like a loud drunk who has had too much alcohol at a bar. Sir, I am sober. How dare you? How dare you?
I will say, though, when you are in public, you always do, like, just the volume is always that of, like, Normally, it's that of a drunk person.
I actually have. Talking too well, loud. Yeah, and I never know how loud I'm
yeah,
being.
Yeah, you're always just like in the, like, this guy's overserved zone. But it could be at 9 in the morning.
Right.
At East River 9
I
last
have
week.
Friends that will they'll turn a dial in front of me because I will not even know. I have really bad hearing, I think. I think it's from wearing earbuds all the time. And I'm wearing earbuds right now. Oh, what's that static that's in my ear? Am I going deaf? I don't know.
No, that's me telling you to wrap it up.
Hey, listen. We're just talking about my day-to-day experiences yeah. here. And the Astros, they just took down the Twins. They're going to the ALCS. They're seventh straight. What's up with all these Debbie Downers out here, huh? 713-780-3776 to call in and to text in. I actually am a good singer. But whenever I'm singing here, I feel uncomfortable showing my true pipes. I feel like I have to, you know, be an everyman, a common man, like I was at Wakefield Crowbar all last night on, like, I don't know, the afternoon show that someone said I was never going to get, you know? Hey, listen, some of us care. Other of us have families. Oh, look at me. I have a family to go back to. I'm Michael Connor. I'm Joe George. I'm Joel Blank. I'm Jeremy Branham. We have families. Paul's single and alone and probably, you know... What that texter said, not cool. But hey, I stuck around. I hung out.
Every other host is married with kids.
Oh, I'm so cool. Look at me. I have a wife. I have children. Oh.
Yeah. So every other show you can get stories about, you know, my wife or my kid stories. This is the only show where you can get the, like, dating trials and tribulations from Paul.
Yeah,
I feel like that's a fair trade.
We're
white
done.
Pants first dates that he's on.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe if you're lucky, you can see him on a first date if you're out and about in Houston.
Yeah, I might be wearing my white pants, though it's unfashionable to do it at this point.
Yeah, no.
In Houston, you can wear the white a little bit longer. What? You're not supposed to wear white after Labor Day, but in Houston, you can wear white until today. Yesterday was the first day I wore jeans in like 7 months.
Is it until the Astros make the ALCS in Houston?
Yeah.
That's the line.
Yeah.
It's like,
actually,
until they make
yeah.
the ALCS.
That's when the weather usually gets nice here. Another texter says I should sing more. How about them another texter says, I've got my 3-year-old singing your Jeremy Pena song this year. We need Jeremy to start hitting. He's making great defensive plays, but I need a home run. I believe me, I have been waiting. I want to bring it back, but we can't bring it back until he gets his home run. He has hit well. He has played great. Like, he actually, he is an unsung hero for the Astros thus far. All right, guys. Guess what? It wasn't just a great day yesterday because the Astros advanced to the ALCS. It's also a great day because the Dodgers lost. Let's do a little garbage time.
I'm only happy when
it's garbage. And then I start eating garbage.
If there's one guy up here who knows about total garbage,
garbage.
It's this guy. It's garbage time with Paul Gallant. Let's go.
Let's go.
Because the Dodgers are garbage. Get it? Their season's over because they blew it again. You know, Sean, I think we should change up the vibes here because this is like happy. It's happy, but when I post this online, I want Dodgers fans to like really be in their feelings. No, not in their feelings so much that they'd pull out a knife and shank me if they saw me, because they might do that. No, I just want them to have the appropriate vibes here. So, I don't know. Let's get something that makes them feel down in the dumps. The day is long. Everybody hurts. Especially the Dodgers, who became only the second team in baseball history to win 100 games during the regular season and never have a lead in the postseason. It's the third straight year the Dodgers were eliminated in the postseason by a team they finished more than 15 games better than in the regular season. The last 2 years, they were defeated in the NLDS by a division rival that they previously dominated. Last year, the Padres. This year, the Diamondbacks. The Dodgers won 100-plus games in 2019 and 2021, 2022, and 2023. They were eliminated in their first playoff series in 3 of those years. the lone exception being 2021, where they lost to the eventual champion Braves. These past 10 years have seen them put together one of the most successful regular season stretches in baseball history. But it has only resulted in one championship accomplished during the pandemic-shortened season of 2020. Asterisk, hashtag Justin Turner Superspreader. That's not misinformation. They let him play while he had COVID.
That is true. They literally broke the COVID rules.
Oh, we're not playing in California with our ridiculous pandemic rules. It's fine. We're in Florida.
Endangering the great people of the great state of Florida.
They're actually in Texas. They're Were in they? Lovelock Park.
Same thing.
Dangerous, it's the only time a World Series game.
Endangering the people of South Oklahoma, who we like more than the people of L.A.
The broadcast showed a stat that was like, I think they were trying to be like, wow, this is very interesting, whatever. But it's mean. This was a mean stat. The Dodgers had four guys with over 100 RBI in the regular season. Those guys combined for one RBI in the ALDS.
Oh, that's not good. Mookie Betts, Freddie Freeman, 1-for-21. Freddie Freeman, not good by us. You think?
Mookie Betts. Fred.
I can't speak for all of us, but I know for sure I absolutely did nothing to help us win. I thought he was going to throw other people under the bus.
I actually like that. I like that. I did nothing to help us win this series.
Clayton Kershaw, obviously a horrible way to end it personally, but that's ultimately not important. It's just how I didn't help the team win this series. Enrique Hernandez, they kept punching us in the face and we weren't able to get back up. There's not a lot of words other than hurt, disappointed, frustrated. We're a little embarrassed. Blake Taylor, we just didn't play well. I don't think there's a magic answer. What a day it is to be alive! Today, the greatest day of your life! Astros on to their seventh straight ALCS. Dodgers, dead! Connor and Beard have you next. Big thanks to Sean Mapes, our texters, and our Twitchers on a jubilant day here in Houston. Until tomorrow, 10 o'clock. So long. Farewell. Have yourselves a wonderful Thursday. Peace!
And twins.
ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5, home of non-human intelligence.
Non-human, exotic origin, vehicles that have either landed or crashed.
We have spacecraft from another species.
We do, yeah.